This is Akashvani, the news read by Sai Ramuchtaba. Indian armed forces targeted air defense radars and systems at a number of locations in Pakistan this morning. According to the defense ministry, it has been learned that an air defense system in Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said Indian response has been in the same domain with the same intensity as Pakistan. Pakistan attempted to engage in a number of military targets in northern and western India, including Avantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kapurthala, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, Nal, Phalodi, Uttarlai and Bhuj using drones and missiles last night. These were neutralized by the integrated counter UAS grid and air defense systems. The debris of these attacks is now being recovered from a number of locations that proved the Pakistani attacks. The ministry said Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortars and heavy caliber artillery in areas of Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendhar and Rajouri sectors in Jammu and Kashmir. The ministry said 16 innocent lives have been lost, including of 3 women and 5 children, due to Pakistani firing. In retaliation, India was compelled to respond to bring mortar and artillery fire from Pakistan to a halt. Indian armed forces have reiterated their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is respected by the Pakistani military. And now we go over live to our correspondent. What is the latest, Bhupendra?
Yes, Sarah, the Indian Armed Forces has launched a targeted strike on Pakistan air defense radar and systems in a strong retaliatory response to a series of drone and missile attacks carried out by Pakistan late last night. And this was in response to Pakistan's attempt to engage a number of military targets in northern and western India, including Avantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, using drones and missiles last night. And these were neutralized by the integrated counter US grid and air defense system. Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortar and heavy caliber artillery in areas in Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendhar and Rajouri sector in Jammu and Kashmir. 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children, due to Pakistan firing. And in retaliation, India was compelled to respond to bring mortar and artillery fire from Pakistan to a halt. A day after carrying out air strikes on 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir under Operation Sindoor, the armed forces neutralized air defense system in Lahore. Back to you, Sarah.
Right. Thank you so much, Bhupendra, for that update. We also have Major General Bipin Bakshi now. General Bakshi, please give your expert comments on the latest developments. We are trying to connect to General Bakshi. Due to a technical snag, we have been unsuccessful in connecting to General Bakshi. In some more news, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting with secretaries of various ministries and departments of the government to review national preparedness and inter-ministerial coordination in the light of recent developments concerning national security. During the meeting, Mr. Modi stressed the need for seamless coordination among ministries and agencies to uphold operational continuity and institutional resilience. Now we have Major General Bipin Bakshi for his expert comments on the latest developments. Welcome, sir.
Yes, thank you, Sarah, for getting on the show. So I presume you're talking about this action which has happened last night and early hours of today.
Right.
So they have attempted to retaliate in a similar manner to what attacks we had done, but our attacks were very targeted. We must, you know, at this point salute our armed forces and give them full support that we were able to hit all the 9 targets, whereas they were not able to hit anything across on our side. Over a period of time, we have built up our air defenses.
Right.
And this is the time when the nation should, you know, take note that we always have to be prepared for being struck.
Right, right.
We should not get into this feeling that it is all digital and it is only, you know, information warfare, cyber warfare.
Right. Thank you so much, General Bakshi.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much. And that is the end of this news bulletin.